Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, and I am so glad that you are here. You know that this Industrial Talk platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professional. And we're just here to commit to providing content that'll make you success in your industrial career. We have a great interview, another great interview. And this young lady is named Sheila Ronning. That's R-O-N-N-I-N-G. She's a founder and CEO of Women in the Boardroom and all-around incredibly big thinker. You can go out to her stat card like I'm going to go out to her stat card right now. This organization is a professional membership organization providing C-suite and senior-level executive women with the tools, knowledge, and connections to prepare them for corporate board services. That is a purpose. Let's get going with this interview. She's wonderful. I really enjoyed it. We were supposed to connect at the IoT Solutions World Congress in Barcelona, but she's quite the busy woman, doing a lot of good things for the women. And I enjoyed the conversation. She's providing, and her organization provides the nuts and bolts. I'm all about nuts and bolts, nothing ethereal. Nuts and bolts and getting into the C-suite. But she's just a delight, and she is no holds bar. You go out to her stat card on LinkedIn and find out more. You will not be disappointed. I'm telling you right now, she definitely will make you a better person. So let's get on with the interview because it is a slightly lengthy one, but she's wonderful. And here you go. This is Sheila Ronning. She is the founder and CEO of Women in the Boardroom. Enjoy. All right, Sheila, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Is it Ronning?
No, it is Ronning.
Running, like running, but like Ronning with an O.
With an O, and I do not run.
I don't either. Bad knees. Football. A gift that keeps on giving. As I continue to go older and older. So that's Ronning. That's S-H-E-I-L-A-O-N-R. Okay, see? R-O-N-N-I-N-G. So take note of that, listeners out there. That's R-O-N-N-I-N-G. And she is the founder, can I say founder, of Women in the Boardroom, which is very important and a very near and dear to my heart subject matter. So for the listeners out there, let's sort of establish who you are. Give us a little baseline of where you come from and why you're such an incredible professional. And then we're going to go into tangible solutions for you.
All right. Well, good. Well, thank you for having me, by the way.
Big time.
You know what? I started Women in the Boardroom in 2002. And we're all about helping women get onto those corporate boards. And, you know, granted, I don't want women to stop doing their charitable work. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I just have no desire to help women volunteer one more minute of their time. So, you know, if somebody is, you know, we really have that proven process to, you know, and it's different with everybody. It's a different path, of course. But whether they're looking for their first, second, or third corporate board seat, we are the experts in that space.
Let me ask you, what was the genesis? You were just sitting around and saying, hey, I need to do this. What was that genesis? Because that's an interesting, 2002, you've been around for a little while.
Right.
What was it?
Well, you know what? It was actually a mentor of mine. I had created a very successful business-to-business networking event. And she said, hey, you're really good at getting people in the room. And I would love it if you would start an event focused on helping women get into the corporate boardroom. So that's really how we started, was an annual event in Minneapolis, where I used to live. And I'm in New York now. And eventually we're in 15 cities with it. And, you know, after about 9 years, it was like, you don't go to an event and get onto a board. And I realized that women really needed that one-on-one to help them navigate the path.
So it started out as a networking group, right?
Yep.
And then it just sort of evolved with multiple networking groups in different locations within the United States. And then you just promote that. Is that the Women in Boardroom sort of business model?
Well, that's not what we are today. That's what we were for the first 9 years. And now we're a membership organization. So we do have members all over the world. And, you know, it's very virtual. We're always expanding our product offerings though. So, you know, we're thinking about starting to do more of those networking events, if you will.
Yeah. So if I was a woman, which I'm not because I am not, as you can tell, but if I was a woman and I said, hey, I have dreams and aspirations and I have, who are you looking for in this particular world? I mean, tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, so we're not industry specific because, right. you know, women are women and they work in all industries. So
they do.
Some more than others, but really we are, our target market for, you know, corporate board service is really somebody who is already qualified. You know, sometimes people will say to me, well, you're helping women become board ready. And I'm like, oh, absolutely not. We are working with senior level executive women and they are already board ready. We're just helping them brand, you know, helping them brand themselves, package themselves and learning how to do the ask. Cause you know, you don't ask, you don't get.
See, now that's interesting. So you're already working with senior level women,
yep.
and they have aspirations of being able to get, let's say, C-level, boardroom, whatever it might be, up that ladder.
Yeah, and of course, some of them are already C-level, but yes, yeah.
So what do you do? What are the tangible action items that you can impart upon the listeners here that it's like, I'm a senior level person. I'd like to do that. What do you talk about?
So, well, we, you know, we have this list, right? And not everybody needs everything on the list, but we as women, we really love to know exactly what that path is, what's on the path before we even go for it. So it, you know, it's the board documents, that board portfolio of your board bio, your resume, that really will highlight your accomplishments and your achievements and the impact you've had. You know, kind of board speak, right? Because it's definitely different from a regular resume or a CV or your marketing bio that's on the website. We go from there, we'll go into their value proposition, their elevator pitch, really being able to clearly articulate to their network what it, their value is, and in a very quick, you know, way that also lets them know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you've had people come to you saying, hey, I'm looking for a job. And you're like, okay. And you're waiting for them to tell you more.
Right.
And at some point it's just like, you know, I always say our network wants to help us, but we need to help them help us. Right. So they have to be very clear in that elevator pitch about what it is that they're, what their value is, what they're looking for. And not have that person get that glossy eyed look, right. Where they're like, oh, you lost me.
I'm pretty common at that. That happens to me quite frequently.
Yeah, exactly. So then it's all about working their network. And it's really those influencers and connectors. A lot of times it's people that they need to be re-engaged with. I mean, you know, we're all human. I mean, you know, how many people have you known for 15, 20 years and you forgot about them? And, you know, maybe you haven't talked to them in 10 years or so. So it's, a lot of times it's re-engaging with people too. And it's not just reaching out to people that are serving on corporate boards. It's really the influencers and connectors and doing it in a, it's networking 101, but at the same time, it's a very disciplined approach. And that's what we hear from our members all the time that really gives them the biggest ROI on their time. Because who has, you know, it could be like a full-time job if you're not doing it the right way.
Yeah. And so what I hear you saying, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you take the individual and you in essence create that narrative around her that's succinct, to the point, and clean, because you don't want to go out there and not have a message, or you just don't want to flounder, which I do all the time, but you don't want to. You have limited time, so you have to create that image but you're taking years and years of experience and you're trying to distill it down into very tangible,
like 90 seconds.
Yeah. See, that's a powerful thing. If you could do that.
Yeah.
That's really pretty.
I do it every day.
And so
our members are so, like, you know, I'll read it, you know, I really basically am asking them some questions and then I write it up and I read it and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did it so fast. Or it's, but you know what? I do it all the time.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure you've improved over the years, and you become you understand what you're trying to do.
I was born this way. I'm amazing.
Yeah. Right. I was born bald, which I was born bald, and then I just became bald, and you know, it is what it is. And then once you have that product, that I hate to say product. Is that what do you call that? I mean, I don't want to.
You mean their value proposition?
Like, yeah, just like who
once
they
are. Have their. Well, I mean, because, you know, we all have to have that elevator pitch, right? Or, I mean,
right.
you know, it's respectful to the other side as well. And, you know, you don't want to take up a bunch of their time either. So
you create this persona.
Package. Cool,
sharp package, concise. Then what do you do? Okay, I got it. You know, I'm a Rolls Royce. I'm ready to go. What do you do next?
Yeah. Well, then you have to reach out to your network.
Now, this is existing networks. Do you help them with that too, as well?
Like, absolutely. No, I have a very. It's an amazing process, and it's a proven process that works for our members all the time. So no, it's very step by step. Again, it's a very. Mm-hmm. I keep saying very, but it is a disciplined process that works.
Uh-huh. Because it's one thing to have your who you are. Cleaned up and succinct and all that stuff, but if you can't get it to whatever your network or your market or whatever you're trying to that message out, then it means nothing. It's just like anything else.
Right. So, exactly.
So, me personally, if I was a woman and I would come to you, you're pretty much turkey. You're right.
Yeah.
You're turkey. I can interact with your organization and know that I'm being handled properly through this process.
Yes.
Okay. So what we've done is we've created the value proposition, who you are, 90 seconds, less, whatever it might be. You talk to them because you got a proven approach to the network. And then of course, I would imagine you expand upon that network too. There's existing networks, and then there's the, hey, these are new targets. Is that true?
Yes. Okay. So what happens is I'll go through, process where the members to help them think about the people in their network who they should put on a list. And then we have this whole system of like, how do you reach out to people? But it's depending kind of what level they are to you. I'll have them rank their network like a 1, 2, or 3. And depending on where that person falls is how they do the outreach and what they say and literally when they even do the reach out, because you can't send emails during somebody's busy day, you know?
No, and it dies. It,
right. Gone, I always say, buried. Listen, I've got 100 emails that go onto my first page. And if you don't get like a star, a flag of some sort, and you get to the second page, it's like, bye-bye.
It's gone. And that's even on your website, right? If you're not on the first page of the research results and you're on the second, forget it. I never go there. I never go to the second page.
Right. So I give them this, this way of reaching out. And again, it's networking 101. But then what happens is you have that conversation and you have to do the ask, of course. And there's the do's and the don'ts of like, don't reach out to your network and put yourself in a mentor, mentee-mentor situation with them, because then they're not going to give you that golden nugget. So we help them with what they're saying. But really what's important is maintaining those relationships then. So it is, I'll have them do like this monthly check-in with their list, not a monthly check-in with everybody on their list. That would be stalking. That would just be too much, but it's more so that they're looking at this list of names, and you can't help but then keep those people top of mind once you're seeing their name all the time. And so you reach out to them like, oh, hey, Scott, I know you love dogs, or, you love puppies. Right. And, so you reach out to them just with random personal little notes. People love to be thought of. You can invite people to things. Oh, people love to be invited.
I send thank you notes, handwritten thank you notes. Oh, and it's like, holy cow, I got a handwritten note.
Yeah, we just sent out thank you notes, personal handwritten notes to some members of ours who, did some volunteering at our annual board assembly event, and they loved it. And it's so thoughtful, isn't it?
It is.
You know, I'd much rather open that than another email.
Okay. So what we've had, we've got the PAGS, we've got the network, we've got a very succinct, clean process of how you're going to do that and how you're going to follow up and how I would imagine the challenge comes with, and you listeners out there, I would imagine the ask. There's do's and don'ts. Do it this way. Don't do it that. When to do it and all of those things. That is like it after over a period of time. It doesn't you just can't go over there and go, hey, I'm great. Hire me as a whatever. That's important.
Yeah, it's huge. And then it's also once you are, you know, because your connections are going to give you connections to other people. And so, you know, you have to keep track of those people then. And plus then we, as women in the boardroom, of course, we've been doing this for so long. We have, you know, thousands of people in our network who are serving on boards who want to help our members, you know, because they know they're really great, solid board members. So we get in a lot of board openings, even though we're not a search firm.
Oh, I love it.
You know, and we're making connections all the time that way. So, you know, it's coming at them. But then it's the knowledge of even, you know, a lot of these senior level executives, these C-suite, they haven't interviewed for anything in the longest time. So now it's helping them understand what that interviewing for a board seat is like.
Right.
What are the questions they're going to be asked? What should they be asking, you know, the board? You don't just take any board that offers you a board seat. You have to do your due diligence.
Right.
And, you know, what does that due diligence look like? But then also, what is your, you know, what's the first year as a board member going to look like? And we really want them to be the best board members and, of course, get onto other boards. And, of course, you know, as being a board member, part of their job is to bring on other board members. So, guess where they can get them from.
That's the power of the network. And that's the power of what you're creating is that very tight-knit community of people who have a vested interest in the success of other members. And that's really important. But how do you, I mean, it's not always, you know, pink elephants and, you know, bubble gum. What are the challenges? I mean, what are your challenges? What do we have to overcome?
Well, I don't know that we have enough time today. Oh, you mean
you can just sink it down to 90 seconds. You're talented at that.
Yes, I know. Exactly. No. Okay. So really, you know what? I'm asked all, you know, the media loves to call me up and say, hey, we're sure she's going to have a good little, you know, nugget liner for us to put in here, a little sassy line about how men are the enemy, right? Because I'm the founder of Women in the Boardroom. And my response to that is always, no, it's not men's fault. And sure, there's a couple of men, it's their fault, but for the most part, it's not. It's women themselves who are really, so we're working with these women, helping them get out of their own way and helping them realize they are qualified. They are ready to go. You know, I can't tell you how many amazing women have come to me and said, oh my gosh, I don't even know if I'm qualified. And I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? You are so amazing. So it's helping them realize their value.
Don't you think that's just human nature? Sometimes, I mean, there's that one side that says, hey, I'm fantastic. And then you're not going to, it's like, really? No, yeah. And then there's the humility side of saying, hey, maybe I'm not. There's a lot of dynamics that you're dealing with.
Yeah. So, you know, we help them get out of their own way. And then we also make sure they don't get in other women's way because, you know, women love to do that. I had one little line from what you just said. But, you know, the Harvard Business Review ran this survey a few years ago that talked about how women love to check like 100% of the boxes before they go for it, where men are like, oh, gosh, you know, I'm good with only checking like 3/4 of the box. And
that is interesting because for me personally, I just go and pivot and go forward and fail,
you know what?
And go forward and pain and I don't care.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, we're men and women are different and that's fine. And neither one is wrong. It's just that women need to realize that sometimes they just really have to go for it. Are they waiting for?
But that's why you're just so incredible as a professional. You're going to tell them that. Go.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen to you? Somebody's going to say no. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Move forward, keep going. Now, how do you, as a professional, as the big kahuna within this particular organization, how do you stay current? I mean, you're in a market that's, I mean, it's changing dramatically and it's changing fast. How do you stay current?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm in it 24/7. So if we're not, I mean, we're doing webinars all the time on all the latest topics. And, you know, I mean, it's not only, you know, getting them into the boardroom, staying current on how to do that, but it's also then, what do they need to know? You know, what are the other elements that they need to know? So, I mean, we're just constantly tapped into it. And I mean, talking to our members all the time, and, you know, over 50% of them are serving on corporate boards. So they help me stay current too. So,
see, that's really great. And you're able to tap into it. You're able to pull that information. You're able to stay current because you've got your network out there that is living whatever the life is and making those decisions. And because it with these digital platforms, with what we have today, information is so accessible and it changes all the time. If I have to see, I mean, how many marketing books are out there? A gazillion? I mean, how many leadership books are out there? And they're just, it's like this little nugget, this little change, and they're just sort of repackaging it. But this is real important. And from my perspective, the perspective that women can bring to any business is unique, and it's needed, because if you're going to continue to grow, expand, and you know, achieve whatever success you're define as success, you'll need that insight.
Yeah.
Now, as a member of your organization, can I, you know, can I just say, hey, I got a question to ask you about this situation. Would you be willing to sort of provide that sort of insight or mentoring or whatever it might be for these?
Oh yeah, all the time. We definitely do that. We have many different, you know, options of membership. You know, some maybe, you know, don't need the one-on-one time anymore, but we definitely have that. But we also, even if they didn't sign up for the one-on-one time, we still offer like our group, you know, check-ins quarterly where, you know, anybody can ask any question that they want. It's anonymous. And, you know, so we're always offering ways to help and connect and, you know, keep moving forward.
Do you share that with your community and saying, hey, we had a question about whatever, and this is sort of the insight we provided. We just thought we'd share with you because
we typically do, you know, many articles or we'll do postings and things. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're very active in providing knowledge to people, whether they're a member or not. You know, I mean, we have our monthly newsletters. We are putting out information all the time. Our webinars are great. You don't have to be a member to, you know, to view them. I mean, they have, you know, a $50 fee attached to them, but there's, you know, so many resources on our website and lots of great information there, because we're just, you know, we want women to be serving on corporate boards, you know, whether they get our help or not.
I think that's real important. I appreciate and can see right. That's a wonderful purpose. Bottom line. Okay, we're going to have to wrap this interview up now. I'm going to have to shamelessly ask for some free giveaway for the wonderful listeners of the Industrial Talk Podcast. What can you provide? So I can provide the link and then back and all that good stuff.
Oh yeah. You know what? So if somebody's really curious about is corporate board service for me, we have a really great webinar we'll give. That'll give them kind of the basics of what it means, you know, what's the job of a board. And you know, it gives tons of information on you know, compensation, the time commitment, the job, and really we'll leave some good nuggets at the end where it talks about how they can, you know, what next steps they can do to get onto a board.
Love it. Now, what is your preferred mode of connection? Do you like LinkedIn? Do you like Twitter? What do you like?
Yeah, well, I mean, I love LinkedIn. And if they have heard this, if they could just put a little note in, you know, when they connect, that would be great.
Cool. Hey, I heard you on Industrial Talk. I'd love to be able to connect with you. And we're going to push that out. That's for doggone sure. So you're active out there. That's great. I like that. That's LinkedIn, everybody. And then, of course, go out to the website is Women in theboardroom.com.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Okay, womenintheboardroom.com. Her name is Sheila Ronning.
You did.
Okay, that's R-O-N-N-I-N-G. And she's out there on LinkedIn. And she's active. And I think she's a rock star. And I think I love the purpose that you bring to the table and as well as industry. So if you need to reach out to her, do so. You will not be disappointed. And once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will be right back. I'm going to wrap this up on the other end. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you Industrial Talk Podcast listeners, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. That was Sheila Ronning, and she's the founder and CEO of Women in the Boardroom, and she's passionate about your success. I look at her, you know, website, Women in the Boardroom, and it's .com, womeninTheBoardroom.com. There's tons of content out there. Well, man, I'm just scrolling down, and I'm thinking, my gosh, look at all of that. I can only endeavor to be like that. Anyway, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Reach out to her on LinkedIn. You will not be disappointed, not one bit. And you'll find this particular interview as well as all the other IIC interviews from IoT Solutions World Congress out on industrialtalk.com/IIC-voice. And go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. It's a ton of information. I mean, this group... the Industrial Internet Consortium, incredible. As well as Sheila's, what she's doing, what we're doing, everything that's available for you. Download. Become a better professional. Thank you again. Thank you. We're going to have another great interview coming your way from IIC Voice. And enjoy. Be brave. Be bold. Of course, dare greatly. Change the world. That's what we're all about here. Thank you very much. And we'll be back with another great interview. Have a great day.